Delighted to come over the point. We had to... If we'd have got beat, this would have sounded like sour grapes, all right? But the fact we've come over the point, the pitch is abysmal. It is abysmal. And I can understand why Kilmarnock have won 7 in a row here. It is impossible to play football on it. It's dangerous. I think players are losing their balance, slipping, falling over. It's dry. They really should water it, but they won't because it's a disadvantage to them. So we've had to overcome that, and we also had to overcome another appalling refereeing decision and performance. So to come away with a point, I've got to be satisfied, but we could have been home and hosed at half time, and then we had the weather, a really dramatic storm, if you want to call it that, in the second half, because we didn't match them physically. I thought we were a little bit too passive for my leg in second half.
Yeah, anger at the penalty was evident, but what was your kind of view of it?
It's impossible for him to make that. I think he's guessed. It's actually hit Ryan here. The ball's going a mile wide as well, and he can't see it. We've seen it again. He can't see it from the angle he's at. So he's guessed. This is the same referee who didn't give us a clear handball against Rangers at Easter Road. So I think me being sent off, like really being overcritical of the decision at the time, I think it's he's made it personal because I criticised him after the Easter Road game. My reaction was one of anger because I didn't think I deserved to get sent off. And it's cost us 2 points today, that decision. And we're not getting, I think, big decisions, huge decisions have gone against us this season. If you think about the goal we scored at Tynecastle and the handball, the clear handball against Rangers. So, yeah, I'm at my wits end with referees at the minute.
Do you think there'll be further repercussions because of your reaction?
I'll probably have to go and speak to them, but I will give them my opinion. I've sort of kept pretty sort of low-key on it this season, but some of the decisions against us this season have been absolutely horrendous. So, you know, there's not a lot you can do when you've got that kind of refereeing decisions going again. I feel for the players a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's a good point and keeps our momentum going because difficult place to come, as I said.
Is that the first time you've had referee game since?
I don't know, I can't remember. I think so, Gordon. I'm not happy. Not happy with him at all.
Did you attempt to speak to him after the game and get any explanation?
There's no point. You know, you ring John Fleming on a Monday and you get the same, you go around in circles. And I've lost a lot of faith in it, you know, to tell you the truth. So that's why I've not really been overcritical or got on the wrong side of the law this year. Now I'll have to go and speak to people, but I just think it's amateur, Mickey Mouse stuff.
What needs to happen if the standard's so bad?
Pardon?
What needs to happen if the standard's
so bad? Need to get better. I'm not good enough. We see it every week or every other week. We're talking about major decisions that are blatantly obvious when they're being called wrong. Every week I see a manager complaining about the poor refereeing decisions. Every week you watch Sports Scene and you see clear penalties that weren't given. You know, two last week at Motherwell. How they can't see it, I don't know. We scored a perfect goal, a ball's over the line, and the referee doesn't give it, or the linesman doesn't give it. So what can you do? It needs to get better. I think the standard is declining as the game in Scotland is improving.
Did the ref come over and speak to the fourth official and then come to you?
I think so.
And what did he say to you?
You're going off to the stand. And that's when I lost it, because I didn't think I did anywhere near enough to warrant sending off on the basis of my dismay at the penalty being awarded. And I think, having looked at it again, I'm quite right. It's impossible for him to say it's ball to hand. It's actually hit him there. His other arm's out here, but it's nowhere near it, and the ball's going a good 10 yards wide. So he's guessed.
Presumably there are times when he comes over and just warns you about your conduct.
Yeah, but I didn't get any of that. Yeah. So I thought he was actually coming over to warn me.
Yeah.
And say, right, behave yourself or calm down, or give him the decision. Which I could take no bother, but to send me off is, I'm not happy. Far from happy. And then I can't do my job. Why can't we send referees off? You know, when they're so blatantly ruining a game, replace them. I'm trying to do my job. It's really important stage of the season against a very good side. And I can't do my job for the last half hour. nothing over the top, nothing that's not said on the pitch to him constantly, or the fourth official. So it's very, very sanitised for me at the minute.
How late were you forced into change with Paul Hanlon?
Well, we knew last night. You know, he's had a rough couple of days, and the baby came last night. He was exhausted, and I think the wife had, I wouldn't say a few complications, but it was tough enough for her, like, you know. So we just took the decision pretty early last night. It would have been too much for him to travel through today and expect him to play after what he's been through the last 2 or 3 days.
Paul just did well for you,
though. He did great, yeah, did really well. Delighted for him again, good boy. You know, had to be resolute second half, scored a great goal as well. So, yeah, he's doing brilliantly for us. And I'm playing in an unfamiliar position for him on the left. So to come here and, you know, he's shown great maturity at the minute. I was delighted with Ken Berry. Going forward second half, I thought we were a little bit tepid, to say the least. And, like I said, I'm delighted to come away with a point. Could have been better, could have been worse.
But you could have been easily 4-0.
We could have. And against Kilmarnock here, you know, you probably need that third goal. You just do. I mean, Jones has scored a wonder goal. It's a brilliant goal, and it gives them psychologically a huge lift. But you don't mind losing a goal in the right manner. The decision is, for me, really, really poor. So I don't want him refereeing us again this season anyway. I mean, you probably won't get away with that.
So you think, aye. So if you were going to send referees off, each manager would have to have a red card and then
have
a confab. Away you go. You're go. I can't see that working.
No, no, okay, we'll bring a replacement on. I'm joking.